going to call us to worship with Psalm 1. And just to connect this a little bit, we're going to be taking a look at Joseph later on in the message today. He's kind of the focus. And Psalm 1, I think, is a good reminder of the type of person Joseph was. Psalm 1, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish."
Thank you. Multiply your love through us to the lost and the least. Let us be your healing hands, your instruments of peace. May a single purpose be to imitate your life through a simple words and deeds. God, we multiply. Thank you. Thank you.
might be gifts to others around us, gifts of love. That the celebration of Jesus' birth will be more than the giving of physical gifts, presents to one another, but that our lives will be gifts, and that we'll take the gifts you've given us and use them for your kingdom, use them for our neighbors and give glory to you. For those are the commandments, that we worship you with all and love you with all of our being, and that we love our neighbors as ourselves. So help us be mindful of that in this season. And Lord, we pray today that you will bless the Bachman family and Elmaker Ricky, as last night Vicky's dad, Ray, went home to be with you after a long battle with cancer. Thank you that his passing was peaceful. Thank you that the last 8 years of his life were spent living in that home, adding a fourth generation. And thank you for the loving care that surrounded him during his time of illness. And we know that he had peace in his heart and now has healing in heaven. Comfort them, Lord, each one. Vicky, Melanie and Ed, Jade and Eddie, Emerson, and Leah. Just hold them in the hollow of your hand in this time. Lord, we pray today that you will be with Phil's nephew, his sister Faith, son Macon, Kirtley, who has gone into critical care at Trenton, New Jersey Hospital after an overdose. Lord, we know that Macon has had a difficult struggle and yet has had victory after victory as well as struggle upon struggle. And we pray for more victory. We pray for his healing. We pray for Phil and his whole family, especially for Faith and Mark and Dad Garrett. Just bless Macon, Lord, today. We pray, Lord, for Matt and Mary as they await the birth of their child this month. We pray for a safe delivery for mom and child. Be with the rest of the ones in our church family and extended family we list here as we pray for new birth that's coming. Be with those, Lord, who need healing. We thank you for each one of them who we have on our prayer sheet today. We pray especially for Kenny as she is continuing to recover from some difficulty from the second knee surgery at the same knee. Pray that her hip falls into line. Thank you for those that have been taking meals and will be. And we just love them and miss them. Pray this will be a joyous season in spite of their separation from the church family, that we can go to them. Be with Harold Godshaw as he has more treatments and hopefully surgery and has complete healing from his cancer. And Lord, we just pray for each one here that you bring healing their way. Lord, I pray for Joel Ryder as he has a need for your direction in his living situation, that you just guide him and provide for him. We pray for those in the mission field, and we ask you to surround them with your presence and love in this time. We pray for those who have been struggling with illness that often comes this time of year, the McElhaney family today. Thank you that Benny Detweiler is back with us after a rough time with a cold, help her get completely well. We're just glad she's here today. Be with Nan Gable, as I know she's ill, and many others we know about. Frank Burr's got an over illness and is here today. We're thankful that you heal us, and that we can trust you through our times of illness. Father, we pray for this world that belongs to you. We pray for peace through the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus. Amen. McElhaney's actually were scheduled to do the candlelight today, but we have the herd standing in for them. So if they come forward now, that would be great. We're going to read a scripture or a prophecy. Frank looked us in and said, "Are we doing this?"
Jesus.
Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also, righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them.
Lord, we light these candles in anticipation of a great celebration as we work our way closer to the great and glorious remembrance of the birth of our Lord, your Son, who came to earth for us. And we give you glory, and we thank you for the words of the old covenant that pointed to Jesus, and may our lives point to him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
I may not have had the switch for holding on. Is it live? It's not live.
Okay. We'll use this. Good morning, everyone. I have good news to let you know about, and it's kind of related to this. This is like Cinderella's slipper. We're trying to identify a child who was at Phil Miller's bonfire. This does not fit me. But if a brown child's glove belongs to anyone here, please come and get it after the service or now or whenever. And speaking of Phil and Giovanna are now engaged to be married. Congratulations, you guys. They have sought the Lord. They've actually met with me many times prior to this, and they really have a heart to do what God has in their lives, and we just wish you Godspeed and God's blessing in that. It's a neat thing. Thank you. I have a lot of announcements today. I'm going to move quickly through them, but I'm going to ask you to tune in. Sometimes I tune out of things. My mind wanders and so on, but there's a lot of changes and things you should be aware of, so I'm going to just mention them to you. Thank you first for the great work day yesterday. We got a lot done here, and thanks for all who helped. The kids' choir will, for just this week, be moving the rehearsal from Tuesday night, the regular night, to Monday night, tomorrow night. Begins at what time? 6:15? So remember that. And there will be no Thursday night home group at Walker's this week. That's not being held. Tonight is the mystery dinner, our Advent dinner. It's not the year for the dinner theater, but we understand there may be some characters there, and so it'll be a fun time. And if you've never been to a mystery dinner, you're in for a surprise. It'll be fun. So please come and bring your friends. Because it's not a covered dish, that's nice. You don't need to prepare a dish to bring. But bring some funds so that we can offset the cost of the meal. We'll pass a basket or have it available for people to make donations for that. It's 5:30 tonight. Next week, we start the day. It's actually in 2 weeks we have the children's thing, right? It's the 18th. Next week on the 10th, we have a ladies' tea. And Nan and Sandy are organizing that. There's a tear-off form. Some of you put it in last week, but we really need to get that back from you today. And so it's in your program. If you can tear that out and fill it in, your name and the number attending, girls and ladies, so that they can make plans for that tea. That's next Saturday afternoon. That'll be great fun. And, yes. Oh, Jonathan's got something.
I just want to go back to the mystery dinner again real quick, because some of you may not know what that is, and it carries a mystery in and of itself. How a mystery dinner works is, as you know, my dad mentioned, we're going to be providing the meal, but there will be a menu at the start of the dinner. So you will be filling out the menu for your three-course meal. However, there will be names given to each item on the menu, not necessarily obvious names. So you're going to give your best guess for what you want to receive in what order. So it's just a time to have a lot of fun. And then, you know, we will serve you guys three separate courses. Hopefully you end up with the proper food and the proper course, along with the proper utensil. But you might get lucky and get your main course with the right utensil, or you may get your dessert in the first course, or you may get a course of just utensils. But whatever the case, it's a lot of fun, so I do hope everybody can make it out. And one thing also with the course order, you know, we're going to shoot to get the first food on the tables around 5:45, so people can get there at 5:30. We go through the explanation and then get you guys to fill out your menus and your orders, and then we'll go from there. So it should be a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll be doing some brief setup here after church just to set up the tables downstairs. So if a few can linger, that would be great, and we can knock that out quickly.
Thank you. Wash your hands before you come, in case you have to eat with your fingers. No, it'll be fun. You'll make do. Going on down the list, we will be, our Christmas service this year is going to be Christmas Eve. We're allowing time for families to enjoy the full day on Christmas Day. Some churches actually meet on Saturday nights, and so we're going to have our worship in conjunction with our beautiful candlelight service on Christmas Eve. So keep that in mind for the 25th. Also, because of some of the changes like that, remember that's the last Sunday of the year, and we want to be faithful stewards. Some of you may have some giving you want to do this year. We will be receiving gifts on New Year's Day, which is a Sunday, that you can mark for 2016, as well as the gifts you start with 2017. But just remember that. You can always mail a gift to the church. You can give it early, but certainly Christmas Eve we'll receive the offering for Sunday the 25th. Just keep that in mind. And as far as the Nixdorfs, because of the illness and now death and funeral arrangements that Melanie, who does our meals for the sick and recovering and so on, new parents, we're going to relieve her of that responsibility in terms of arranging meals for Nixdorfs. So if you need their phone number, call me if you're still willing to take a meal to them. I know someone's taking one tomorrow night and somebody did last week. And so we're going to go directly through the Nixdorfs rather than have Melanie make those arrangements, because their plate's pretty full right now with their loss. I'm sure you understand that. We don't want to overlook being a loving, caring church family for Ray and Kay during this time. So that's it. That's a simple list of items. I think I covered them all. Oh, that's what I forgot. I'm looking over this. I wrote it all down. That's why, you know what, I was mixed up on my day. I was thinking that was next week, and then I never made the announcement. On the 18th, which is 2 weeks from today, we have some special things going on. We have the kids' musical, which is during worship on the 18th. And we're changing the way, you can read this in the bulletin, but we're changing the way we're doing caroling. We're going to have a meal here right after worship following the kids' musical. And then we're going to go out and do the caroling and then come back for simply cookies and hot chocolate afterwards. And that way you'll have the rest of the day free for family things during this busy season. So we're going to kind of condense everything that day into the morning and through the mid-afternoon. Okay? Now, we're going to have communion now. I at times have communion before we dismiss the children. And parents, I encourage you to have your children come and receive communion as you believe they understand what it represents. We welcome that. So let's come to the Lord now as we remember Jesus. Lord, it's no irony, and it's not really that unusual that as we celebrate Jesus' birth, we also remember his death, because he was born to die. He came to save sinners. And you sent your son that as he was born innocently, he became sin who knew no sin. And he lived his life and brought your kingdom and then fulfilled his ultimate purpose, which was to pay the price for our sin and to overcome death itself. We're encouraged as our loved ones pass into your presence that because of Jesus who passed before us and overcame the chains of sin and the bonds of death, that in him, by faith, so do we. And we remember that in this meal, that Jesus came and was born so that he could die and give us new life. And so we pray that you bless us as we come to this table in his memory and for his glory. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim his death until he comes. As soon as my assistants and I are in place, you may come down using the side aisles to receive Holy Communion.